Hello and welcome back to Up the Villa podcast. This is our predicted lineup for Liverpool v Aston Villa on Saturday. If you're new to the channel, subscribe, hit a like. We have had the opposition preview, which I think is a great, great concept that I brought to the channel. We dropped that with the legends, the GOATs at Red Men TV yesterday. So if you haven't checked that out, go back, have a look, check it out. Talking about Liverpool season, Trent in this new hybrid role, the recruitment that's coming in the summer, his thoughts on Villa, his thoughts on Unai, and he's a big, big fan of Unai. So go and check our episode out with Steve from Red Men TV. They're a monster content creators on YouTube, so they're a great channel. And that's why I wanted to bring it, because I think it can educate fans. It can educate you on the way in which a side has played this season. You can hear about tactical analysis of how they're thinking their side's going to set up as well. And I just love watching opposition fans, like content creators, because you learn so much. You learn about, you know, just as much you might learn from episodes that we do, you can learn from these other ones as well. And my aim is to get all of the ones that I really, really enjoy. And I think I've got good taste. I think I've got good taste in content creators. So Holly, she was fantastic, the Spurs fan. And then, I mean, the GOATs at Red Men TV are just absolutely quality. So, you know, they were fantastic as well. So, like I say, then let's have a light target, because basically I've been ill for a few days and hopefully my voice holds up on this episode. But I'm here for you. I'm here to come and create the content to deliver the goods as normal. So let's have a light target then, because I'm ill, of 650. Let's get 650 likes on this video. Subscribe to the channel if you are new as well. We are going to go, because it's a big game for Villa. This is a big, big game. We're going to go a bit more in depth. We're going to go in depth on Liverpool. And we're going to go in depth on Villa tactically. And we're going to see if we can pave our way through to the victory, just like Unai's trying to do. I'd say last week, I think we got it spot on. I think we got the tactics spot on here at Up the Villa podcast. I think we showed you the weaknesses of Spurs. We showed you how they were going to play. We showed you how Villa needed to play. And I think it came into fruition. So hopefully we can nail this one and we can nullify Liverpool and get something from this game, which would be absolutely amazing. So let's have a look at Liverpool first, the home team. Let's see how they're going to set up. Let's see what their strengths are. Let's see what their style of play is. And then that'll move us on to Villa and seeing how Villa can navigate Liverpool. Right, so this is Liverpool's average positions from their game against Leicester. So this is their average positions against Leicester. And this is technically how they're setting up anyway each game. So you can see from their average position. So what are Liverpool now trying to do? Well, they're trying to evolve their system and mirror it slightly on what Pep is doing at Man City. So what you can see, I'll run through the players so you get an understanding of who they are and where they are. So you've got Alisson in goal, Konate, Van Dijk, Robertson, Fabinho, Trent, Curtis Jones, Henderson. You've got Diaz, Gakpo and Salah. So the whole system around Liverpool now is getting Trent in a focal point in this team where he can do more damage. When he was at right back, that's Henderson. When he was at right back, the only ball he'd really got on was down the line to Salah, crossfield ball to Diaz, or just knocking it in and around centre backs and vice versa. So now what they're doing is they're playing this asymmetric system where it's heavy on the left but adds a versatile Salah focal point on the right. So everything is going through Trent. So Trent is getting on the ball, he's dictating play, he's going right to Salah, he's going down the middle, he's going So basically, everything is coming off this focal point of Trent in the middle. So it's so, so, so important that Trent gets shut down in this game. No team has been able to do it so far. That is why they've won 7 games in a row. Nobody's been able to exploit Trent in this position. Trent is a fantastic footballer. When he has time, when he has the vision and guile to make decisions, when he's got the ball that's come straight to his feet, if he's not being pressed, if he's not being harassed, if there's no central midfield around him, you may as well pack up shop, because Trent is that good at playing those crossfield balls, through balls. He is a brilliant, brilliant player. And we all know that when he's got the ball at his feet, he's fantastic. Defending, he's not so great. So that's why when he was in this position and he was isolated and it was 1v1, or you were asking him to track a runner in behind, he can't do it. It's not in his nature. It's not in his nature to do that. So he has a complete mare. But what this now hybrid role has enabled him to do is he has got protection from Fabinho. Fabinho can come across and offer him protection. Henderson can offer him protection as well. So everything is about protecting Trent Alexander-Arnold in this system and allowing him to... Remember when you used to watch Pirlo? You know, you watch Pirlo and he just waltz around the pitch. He just dictate whatever he wanted to do. That's basically what they're asking Trent Alexander to do. So it's so important that Villa nullify this area in the pitch through here. What it's allowing them to do on this field, on this side as well, it's allowing Diaz to make these runs, these explosive runs in behind. It's allowing him to make this run here. Then it means that Robertson can then bomb down that wing as well. So it's a system that's sort of getting the best out of everything and every player that Liverpool have got. Now, it's no coincidence that now you've seen Curtis Jones making runs into the box. He scored 2 fantastic goals against Leicester. You know, it's no coincidence that now he's flourishing in a system that is working really well. Henderson is playing really well in this system as well, because he's been able to just do the role of keeping and churning out possession, which I think he does really, really well. I think Henderson has always been that player that can keep possession well against not so great teams. And I think I've seen him keep possession so many times and look busy in central midfield. So, you know, Steve from Redmen TV was talking about the recruitment in the summer, where they're looking to improve and everything like that. So I think, you know, their midfield's going to look totally different next season. So how are Liverpool going to want to hurt Aston Villa? Right? That is a question I think everyone will want to know. And I think it would be suicidal of Aston Villa in this game to play that high line. I think that high line has got to be refined a little bit. And we know that Unai and Villa are not stubborn, because we know that when we were playing out from the back and we were having a few teething problems and fans were saying, no, go back to just playing this way. And he was like, no, this is the way we play. I don't think we can use this high line in the same aspect of, no, this is how we play. So for me, the high line would be suicidal, because what would happen, Trent would get the ball through here, bomb, ball over the top, Diaz. Ball over the top, Gakpo. Ball over the top, Salah. You can't play a high line against Salah because he wants to get in behind anyway. So because Trent has got an unbelievable delivery, he can pick Salah, he can pick Gakpo, he can pick Diaz. So I think in this game, we just can't play that high line. So that is one thing that I really don't want us to do in this game, because I just think the high line, that can get at our high line. So That's just one area of which I don't want us to do. I think dead ball situations, they're going to be quite dangerous from because, again, Trent has got an unbelievable delivery. But we've just got to make sure that we are in the midfield battle. I think that's so important in this game as well, that we are in the midfield battle, and that's an area I think we've got to really dominate. So if we have a look at how Villa are going to look to hurt Liverpool. So the graphic looks a bit weird. I've turned it upside down. I've shown it to you so you can basically see from the direction in which Liverpool are going to be attacking Aston Villa. We showed a little bit of it on the match preview, but I just want to highlight again the strengths, and I want to highlight where Villa's average positions are going to potentially be on this graphic as well. So you're going to have around here, Villa centre-back, average position-wise, Moreno. You're going to have average position, Ashley Young, maybe. You're going to have double pivot in here, like this. You're then going to have a McGinn or a Ramsey. You're going to have a McGinn or a Ramsey. You're then going to have Bailey, and then you're going to have an Ollie Watkins. So when you can see where Villa's average positions will be in this side, you can see that on that left-hand side that that's where the battle's going to be for me. That's where the midfield battle's going to be. It's important in this game that McGinn or Ramsey are staying on Trent Alexander-Arnold. I think really a man marking vibe for me on McGinn. McGinn on Trent should be man marking, I think, and that will nullify what Trent does in this game. You can already see the space that Moreno has got bombing on. You can see the shape in which Watkins will want to time his runs. You've got Bailey on a touchline when Robertson goes forward. You've also got the defensive structure of Ashley Young or Akonsa or whoever at right back. And then you've got the double pivot offering that protection through there. I see the game going into like a midfield battle. I think that's how I really see this game going. I think it's going to be one of them where if McGinn and Ramsey, Kamara and Louise can really win this midfield battle, I think we can win this game. I really, really think we can win the game. But it's gonna be difficult because we've got to win that midfield battle, and I think that's so important to win that battle in this game. You know, you need them to be pressing well. You need them to have energy in the middle of the park, and I think we've got to be defensively sound, like we have been in the last couple of games that we've been playing in as well. So for me, this is the lineup that I 100% want to see. Players have been in the squad now. They've been coming on for the last 30 minutes. They've been playing, getting minutes. This is Villa's strongest team for this game, in my opinion. So Moreno has got a big, big job on his hands to get forward, get in behind, get deliveries in. His quality has got to be bang on. We're going to go with Mings and Konsa as usual. We wouldn't go with anything else, I don't think. And we are going to go with Ashley Young. Sorry. We're going to go with Ashley Young. Double pivot. Dougie Louise, player of the season for me. And big game. Big player. He's got to come back in for Villa. Kamara. Has to play in this game for me. Has to play because he's so defensively strong and we need the midfield to rock up. Ramsey normally plays on the left, but I'm going to put McGinn there simply because of Trent. So McGinn is going to go on the left for me. And then Ramsey is going to go on the right. We're going to stick with Bailey. I think Bailey can offer a threat for Villa. I think it's going to be important that Bailey plays with attacking purpose. And then we're going to go with Watkins down the middle. So from a Villa's point of view, what have we got to do? Moreno has got a bomb on. Moreno's got a bomb on and offer a threat all day long. He's got to pose Liverpool so many problems on that left-hand side. We've got McGinn that's got to have a real solid, strong game in this area. We've got to have a Luiz that knows when to pass his balls quickly, slow it down. Ramsey, progressive carries, breaking through the lines. Bailey's got to stay wide for when Robertson goes forward and then drive and offer that threat on the right. And then Watkins has got to be just making runs in behind. And I think as well, just drifting a little bit, just drift a little bit wider than where his starting position is normally going to be, because there's going to be gaps. There's going to be chances for him to exploit on the counter. So for me, that is the team that I would go with in this game. I think that's a strong team from Villa. You could argue possibly, maybe you could put Buendia in this role. I think Buendia could maybe go in that role as well. So that's just up to King Unai what he wants to go with. So that's my lineup. That's what I'm going to go with. That's my tactical vibe of how I feel like this game's going to go. I've got through the episode. So yes, there we go. Smash the like, 650. Thanks for all the support. Cheers for watching, everyone. Up the Villa.